Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Part of doing business for cattle producers is culling. Incorporating culling guidelines into an operation's best management practices benefits both animal welfare and the bottom line. Extension Associate Educator Jesse Fulton talks about some of the defect issues at harvest time for market cows and bulls.
One thing that we really started at the very beginning, from the time that that animal leaves the farm or ranch. And so a part of this was transportation. So in the audit, and what we point out in this document is that a majority of cull cows or bulls that get on a truck spend about 6 hours on that truck. But we wanted to highlight the maximum time, and the maximum time was up to 24 hours traveling almost 1,100 miles. And so what plays into that is the fitness for transport of that animal. And when we talk about fitness for transport from a BQA perspective, we're really looking at three things. We're looking at the health status of that animal. We're looking at the body condition score of that animal and the mobility score of that animal. So in this document, we were really showing some body condition scoring because we have seen from the audit that body condition scoring has actually decreased the condition of those animals that are going to slaughter. And so we really want to point out why that's a problem. So, you know, transportation is often linked to being one of the most stressful times in an animal's life when they're being shipped across the country or you know, to the local locker, essentially. And so the reason why condition is so important is because they need to be able to withstand the rigors of transport. And so having those energy stores in their body, essentially, to be able to account for the stress that's involved during transportation. A couple other things that we pointed out was mobility score. Typically don't have a major problem with mobility score when it comes to those animals, but it's something that we want to keep an eye on just to make sure we don't have those problems. Some other defects, and one defect that producers often overlook. So we're talking about cull cows, right? And there's many producers that as soon as they wean that calf, they don't want to pour any more resources into that cow. And so they're ready to send her on to the sale barn. And so what can happen is right after the sale barn, that cow could end up at a harvest facility within 72 hours, essentially. And a problem with a defect that we see is a full bag or a full udder. Now, the reason why that's a problem is because when they are harvesting that animal, if they accidentally open that bag during the process of removing the hide and, you know, doing their processing, and milk spills onto the carcass from the bag, that is considered by USDA FSIS, or Food Inspection Service, as an adulterant. And so any product that that milk touched has to be trimmed away from the carcass and discarded. It is no longer able to be consumed by the public. Another defect that's often overlooked is arthritic joints. Now, we don't have a major problem with arthritic joints. Typically, that has been within the last two audits, so back to 2016, arthritic joints have been less than 2%, which is a huge win for the industry because it was up to 10% of the cows coming in had an arthritic joint. Again, that goes back to an adulterant in that when they are removing the joints, essentially, and they pop that arthritic joint and fluid leaks from it onto the carcass, they have to trim all that off. And so that is considered a defect. Finally, the last defect that we really pointed out here was the hidden defect. And what we mean by the hidden defect is foreign objects. This is no surprise that we've talked about this way back in the 90s, that birdshot was a problem at one point in the beef industry. Still today, birdshot is a problem in the beef industry. 100% of the packers that were a part of the National Beef Quality Audit reported finding birdshot in carcasses that come to their facility. And half of those packers reported customer complaints, which is a big deal because when a customer's complaining about it, that means the birdshot got outside of the packing plant to where it could end up landing on a consumer's plate, which is the absolute worst thing that we could happen for the image of the beef industry.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.